Before I thought about my gift being a curse, before I dreamt of stuffing millions in my mama's purse, before I figured I could put careers in a hearse, let's start off with the first chapter, the best and worst verse.
Oh, out of Big Boy and Andre.
All right, man.
Andre.
All right, look, you know.
Oh, Andre all day, man.
Damn, man. Oh, man. I mean.
Big Boy is in there, too.
Yeah, Andre for sure.
So
yeah.
You like it, Juice.
For me, Andre.
Big Boy gotta go, man. Big Boy gotta go.
I think that's what most people would say, but it's Andre. But Big Boy is nice, too.
Big Boy, man, you know, it's not the personal, man.
When Speaker Box and Love Below came out, I was listening to the Love Below. That was it for me. Love Below was it.
That's Andre 3K. You had to listen to it several times in order to catch it.
His flow is so, like, unique. So, of course, I go with him.
Every album, Andre all the way. Now, no disrespect to Big Boy now. Don't make it seem like I'm saying Big Boy is a slouch. They're both great, but I prefer Andre.
I couldn't be like, oh, yeah, well, I remember all the Big Boy's verses. But if you listen to, like, Storytellers, I think part two, I could tell you Andre 3000's entire verse.
Like, Big Boy, he added some flair to the group as well.
And as far as, like, Big Boy's, I could tell you it, but, like, it's choppy. Like, Andre's, I could, because I listen to that all the time.
Andre just always had this it factor, so I would just keep Andre over Big Boy. But, you know, I got to go with 3 Stacks. That's all I'm saying. They're both great.
Like, that's my shit.
Andre 3 Stacks has that sound and the lyrics, I think, that tops Big Boy a little bit to me. I think he can mess with sounds a little bit more than Big Boy can. He just always had that sound. It's just like this Southern twang type of thing.
Andre was what made me like Southern rap.
Whereas Big Boy kind of sounded like someone else, like something I heard before.
His flow is so, like, unique, so of course I go with him.
You know, I think it just makes them that much more diverse.
Like, they were both conscious, but I feel like Andre was the more conscious. He pushed it in a metaphoric level to where his Big Boy was kind of straight with you, straight no chase.
It's like, how do you even really verbalize Andre? It's like, he's one of the most important MCs to the South.
Yeah, he got his point across just a little bit more, even though I don't know what the fuck the point is all the way, but
I love it.
So, like, for me, he is Outkast. Like, Big Boy is still an important staple, but, like, for me, Andre was Outkast to me.